Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you remember where you were the first time you heard it on the radio?
Probably the first song I ever heard on the radio was when I was still in college. It was a song called Looking for Boys. I had taken that title into these guys who were these genius kids. They were only a year or two older than me. They had written and produced My Boyfriend's Back, the famous song. And I ended up going in there one day and just bringing them my songs. And I brought them my songs for a year or so. Every time there was a new one. But this one time I came in with the title Looking for Boys, and they loved it. They all pitched in their thoughts on it, but they were tied up in litigation. So they went back to one of the high schools in Brooklyn where one of them had gone and found these three other girls and called them the Pinups and recorded it exactly as they would have with the Angels. It got to number 108 in Billboard. That was called bubbling under at the time. They would start at like 100 and go to maybe 120. It wasn't actually on the big number chart, but I did hear that on the radio. And they were very fair. There were three of them and one of me, and they gave me half of the writer's credits to the song instead of dividing it into quarters. So I thought that was pretty remarkable.
So that was your first royalty check?
Oh, God. I mean, I don't even know if I got a royalty check. I mean, maybe it's five cents or something.
For making the Billboard 108.
Yeah. I mean, once in a blue moon that appears on my BMI statement, but she like probably never earned a total of $40 or something, you know.
So your cheeky taco store has burnt down and you write Rub It In. And do you remember your first royalty check from that song?
Yeah, because that was from my record, and I think it was just like $600 or something like that. I mean, all the numbers are so different now because, I mean, you have to remember, you could buy a pretty good house for $25,000. So $600 was not peanuts, and you know, our rent was $215, so that's 3 months' rent, which sounds like, okay, great, well, you know, you need another $600, which is true. But I was loading trucks and being a bartender and painting radiators and doing anything I could to stay alive. So that $600 was a big deal when I got it. With Rub It In, that Billy Crash Craddock one, I do remember that that was a good size check. And that wiped out all the advances that Ray Stevens had given me for, he was paying me $200 a week, which was a lot of money for someone to get as an advance at that time. Because there was, for one thing, no assurance that he would ever get that money back. But when I got my first check for Rub It In, I think Ray had been giving me money for, I don't know, a couple of years anyway. And it wiped out all that, which was just such a great feeling to see going into the plus signs, you know, into the green, as it were.
And so you relocate from New York. You never finished college.
Right.
You'd gone to Denison and transferred to Columbia.
Yeah.
And we're pretty close to graduating. Did you ever go back and get your degree?
No, it's interesting. I have 15 credits to go. Actually, they're the same 15 credits that I earned at Denison, but did not transfer to Columbia because the basic courses like Western Civilization and so on had to all be taken at Columbia. You know, there came a point when I was so obsessed with songwriting. It was all I was thinking about. And it sounds ridiculous to leave a school like Columbia or any school with 15 credits till you graduate, but I had already wanted to quit for like a year and a half, you know? So I never regret it. I mean, my take at the time was that I was never going to do anything that that degree would be required for. And it turned out to be true, but I was just lucky. And probably in general, it's a good idea for people to complete stuff.
But you have two little infant boys.
Yeah.
I believe the second one, if I understood it right, was being born while the...
Yeah. The day the restaurant burned down, our son Tucker was born. Tucker is a record producer, too, and a really good one.
So your wife is in labor while your cheeky taco restaurant is on fire.
That's right. That was a hell of a day. I mean, all those things help build up your ability to handle stress. I promise you, you have things like that happen. And, you know,
if I can survive this, I can survive almost anything.
Well, you know, it's funny. You don't really think of that kind of thing until afterwards. On that particular day, I mean, so Linda's contractions had begun. And at the time, you could kind of predict by the length of one how long until the other. And, you know, so she said, the baby's not going to come for, you know, X hours. So you just go out there, which was like a 40-minute ride. And Linda's very tough. I mean, she doesn't bat an eyelash. She's got guts to burn, always has. And so I went out there, and my employees were standing outside the restaurant, and the windows were all broken. And, you know, it was just, inside was all the tables were tipped over and the insulation was hanging down like I said, like Spanish moss, you know, and it was wet and smelled like burn. I mean, it's just horrible. But, you know, I just thought, okay, so let me find out if Linda's at the hospital, you know. And I turned my car around and stopped at a payphone, couldn't reach her. My sister told me that she had gone to the hospital, driven herself. And, you know, the baby Tucker was born that day, and I didn't tell anybody who was there, which was my parents and Linda's parents at the hospital, because that was such a downer. And this event of Tucker being born was such an upper. I didn't, you know, and we all went out to dinner. But the next day, you know, I just sorted all out. We had sold our house because we had actually also sold the restaurants. But when the fire happened, the guy who was going to buy the restaurant did not want to buy the restaurant anymore. So we were suddenly without a house. I mean, the house had been sold, and the guy didn't want to buy the restaurant, but I had already rented an apartment in Nashville, so we just went. And, you know, my wife, when we made the decision to move to Nashville, has so much courage, because most people would have said, well, you got to get a steady, regular job now. You got to quit fooling around and everything. But she didn't. She said, no, let's go to Nashville, because Rub It In had this flurry of success while I was at Cheeky's. And so we didn't think we were totally dreaming, you know, and we came to Nashville. And I mean, I was a bartender, and I did, you know, load trucks and paint radiators. And I was a Teamster, which is a very hard thing to be. It's very hard to get a union card to be in the Teamsters, but it's really valuable because your pay goes way up. And, you know, you check in. I mean, if you check in at 8:30 and then you check out at 4:31 or something, you get one extra minute of, I mean, they pay you for every, you know. So it was really organized, and I had great respect for it because I needed every nickel that it paid. And the way they operated at the time was, if you weren't a regular, you know, where you came every day, let's say at midnight or whatever, you were called a casual. And that meant that they would call you when they needed you. And so in the middle of the day at Ray Stevens, I might get a call and say, can you be here at 4:30? Or can you be here at midnight or whatever? And, but not knowing if that was going to happen. And a sidebar of information to that I learned from the people who worked there was, you never tell them that you can't come, because they'll stop calling you. So anytime they called, I went, including no matter what, if I was exhausted or whatever, I went to Roadway Express, which is the company that I was working for.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.